Vikings defense has a lot of good things going on right now, and it all starts up front for them. The Vikings front four is playing very well, led by Everson Griffin, who is second in the NFL with 7 sacks this season. He has 9.5 sacks over his past 9 games, and he has a sack in 3 straight games. He had 3 yesterday against the Bills. One of them happens right here on this play. Let's take a look. It's 3rd down, so the Vikings are in their nickel package. They have 2 linebackers, Chad Greenway and Anthony Barr, both showing pressure in the A-gap. Harrison Smith right here on the line showing pressure as well. The nickel package features Jabari Price at cornerback. As we roll the tape here, you're going to see Everson Griffin penetrates and sacks Kyle Orton, ending this drive and forcing a punt. A nice inside move by Everson Griffin, but there's more to it than just that. Let's take a look at the end zone view. The pre-snap read here, you can see Orton is calling out protections for his offensive line, but the reason the Vikings get a sack here is a great stunt that's run by Sharif Floyd and Everson Griffin. Sharif Floyd is your defensive tackle right here. Everson Griffin playing defensive end on the right side, and this is what a lot of teams will call a tech stunt, where the tackle rushes upfield and the end comes underneath. So you're going to see Sharif Floyd gets penetration between the left guard and the left tackle upfield, and it occupies both of these blockers, which is going to give Everson Griffin an opportunity to come underneath the penetration by Sharif Floyd, and he's going to be unblocked attacking Kyle Orton. This is great penetration and strength by Sharif Floyd getting up the field right here. And then, of course, great quickness by Everson Griffin to get to Kyle Orton before he can make a throw. Now, one thing I always like to look at whenever we get a sack is how was the coverage on this play. And on this play, it's very, very good. You can see at the snap right here, Jabari Price has good inside leverage on the outside receiver, so Orton can't go there. Captain Munnerlin sits on top of the route right here, and Orton can't go there. And there's not enough time to look for a third option. Everson Griffin gets in there for a sack. Let's take a look at another sack, this one by Sharif Floyd. He helped Everson Griffin get one on the previous play. Sharif gets one here. Once again, it's a 3rd down. Vikings are in their nickel. Harrison Smith, Greenway, and Barr, all 3 of them showing pressure at the line of scrimmage. And then you have Rhodes, Munnerlin, and Josh Robinson, who's in this particular nickel package. We roll the tape, and you're going to see it's another similar stunt run by the Vikings, where Sharif Floyd is going to get upfield right here, and then Everson Griffin is going to try and loop around and penetrate in the middle. But this time, Sharif Floyd is quick enough to get there, and he gets Orton on his own. Let's take a look at the end zone view. We'll get a better look at it. Here's right here. This is Everson Griffin, and here's Sharif Floyd. So you have the tackle and the end running a tech stunt once again. Sharif Floyd is going to get upfield, occupy these 2 blockers. Everson Griffin will come up the middle unblocked. But again, Sharif Floyd, one of his strengths is quickness. He displays that quickness right here, splitting the 2 blockers and getting to Orton for the sack. Once again, the Vikings end the drive. The Vikings got off the field on 8 of 12 third downs in this game. Let's take a look at the coverage once again, not allowing Kyle Orton any opportunity to throw the ball before he can be sacked. In the slot, Captain Munnerlin will be right in the hip pocket of his receiver. And great job here by Xavier Rhodes on the outside. You're going to see the receiver is going to try and run an in-breaking route, but Xavier stays right on top of the route and does not let the receiver break open. Kyle Orton cannot throw it, and it's a sack for Sharif Floyd. The Vikings had 6 sacks in this game, and all 6 of them came from the defensive front 4. The last play we're going to look at is Anthony Barr, who is first on our team in tackles. He's had a great season in his rookie year. He's been great rushing the passer. He's been great against the run. But if you remember in the pre-draft buildup with Anthony Barr, who's lined up right here, one of the knocks on him was his inexperience in pass coverage. Well, right here, he shows you that he's already improved in that area. You'll see Kyle Orton is going to take the snap from the gun. Sammy Watkins had a huge day for the Buffalo Bills. He's lined up in the slot. He was targeted 14 times, had 9 catches. 2 of those catches were for touchdowns, but no production here on this play for Sammy Watkins because of Anthony Barr. Does a great job of reading Watkins and breaking on the ball. And this is especially good by Anthony Barr because Kyle Orton, watch Kyle Orton's head. He does a great job here of looking off the Vikings defense. He looks left right here and then turns to Watkins to throw, but Anthony Barr did a good job of staying where he was supposed to stay, staying in his zone to make a play. Let's look at it from the end zone view. And once we scroll to the right, you're going to see Anthony Barr right here. Watch the break that Anthony Barr has on this pass. Quick twitch instincts is what you call this. Anthony Barr gets his hand on that one. causes the incompletion. Half a step faster for Anthony Barr, and that could be a pick six for the Vikings defense. The Vikings defense, another great game against the Bills. 8 negative yardage plays, 6 sacks, got off the field 8 times on 12 third down snaps. Very good performance once again by the Vikings defense. Hopefully they can keep it going.